Chapter 1. There were some who said that old Pothinus Maturus had been one of the officials of the Lateran Palace since the Emperor Constantine had given it in perpetuity to the Bishop of Rome. That was obviously not so, because the Emperor's allegiance to the new faith, and his declaration that it become the faith of the Empire, was 3 centuries earlier, to the very day that Pothinus Maturus entered service in the Lateran Palace. It had taken him 25 years to attain the position of Praesepuus of the Archivum Secretum, of the Sacrosancta Lateranensis Ecclesia Omnium Urbus et Orbis Ecclesiarum Mater et Caput, the Palace of the Holy Father of the Universal Church of Christ. Praesepuus Pothinus was now an elderly man. He was almost a recluse in the palace, for he spoke to no one, and had made no friends in all the years that he'd worked among the archives. He was a sober, reflective man, keeping his own counsel, and guarding the archives as if they were the very gates of heaven. Only the most senior officials of the papal palace were allowed into the archive, which had been constructed behind the old basilica. Constantine himself had ordered its construction when he had the stables of the Imperial Horse Guard barracks demolished after the guards had not shown sufficient loyalty to their emperor. The archives remained secure, set apart from the rest of the ecclesiastical buildings. The documents contained in the Archivum Secretum justified their place there by virtue of their controversial nature. Most had been declared heretical to the accepted theology, after such ideas were overturned by one council or another. Many were gospels that were at odds with those texts chosen to constitute the main fabric of the faith. Damasus I, as Holy Father, had ordered Eusebius Hieronymus Sophronius to translate and compile the chosen texts into a Lateran standard, which would be the Biblos, the sacred foundation for the faithful. Praesepuus Pothinus was proud of his unique position of trust as keeper of the abandoned contentious works, which had been rejected as divisive tools which might further split the factions of Christendom. It was because of this, on one particular day, that an astounding thing happened in the Lateran Palace. Those who knew Praesepuus Pothinus by sight could not believe the evidence of their own eyes. The elderly man was witnessed almost running through the corridors of the palace, towards the office of the nomenclator, the chief secretary to His Holiness. The awkward slap of his sandals on the shiny marble floor tiles resounded along the corridors and made people stop to stare in awe and concern. He finally reached his destination, a forbidding oak door. Apparently forgetting all sense of protocol, he did not pause to knock, but grasped the brass handle and burst into the room beyond. Only then did he halt before the man seated at the desk in front of him. Praesepuus Pothinus's shoulders were heaving at the exertion of running, his breath coming in short staccato rasps. The man at the desk glanced up, startled at the arrival. Even seated, it was obvious that he was tall, with tufts of black hair emerging from under his skullcap. His swarthy skin spoke of one who spent time in the sun of Rome, and not just in the darkened interiors of the ecclesiastic buildings. His prominent aquiline nose would have graced any Roman patrician, especially with the addition of a mouth twisted into a permanent sneer, the thin lips darkened as if artificially coloured. The hooded eyes seemed to carry no place for compassion. Even if the features did not declare his position of authority, the jewels set into the ornate silver cross that hung around his neck, the scarlet tunica of office, the udones, white stockings, and campagi, black slippers, protruding from under the desk, all proclaimed it. It took a few seconds for him to recover from his surprise, and for Praesepuus Pothinus to regain sufficient breath.
Gone.